Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation is the deliverance from sin and its consequences. And if we have sinned as our forefathers did in the past, and now we are suffering the consequences, I think the consequences are too deep, Father. I am very upset because there seems like this week there was a white woman in the city of New York in the park who had a dog, and a black man asked her to put the collar on her dog. She is going to act a fool, get upset. Yes, I said she acted like a fool, and get upset and calls the police on the guy for no reason. And then the other thing happened. There was a murder of a black man in Minneapolis. This guy, white guy, a police officer, put his knee on a black man who is handcuffed. The man is down on the ground, and he chokes him, he kills him. I watched murder on the TV, and nobody is helping us. I'm tired of watching this, Father. Please help. Please come. Come today. And start doing what you do, gonna do to them, the white folks and the police. And that was a white officer, and a Chinese-looking officer was acting like he was stopping the people from gathering around to watch this black man take his last breath. He didn't make it. The police, someone called the ambulance. The man didn't make it to the hospital alive. He was there. This killing has got to stop, Father. And you told us not to do that. We are trying not to. We know that we are dominant and they are recessive. We know that from high school, but we don't speak about it. We also know that in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 7, verse 6, that we are the chosen ones. The black people are the chosen ones. We are the Hebrews. Another group of people, white people, have taken over our name and are living over in the same. I don't think so, because I read that in Deuteronomy, I think it's chapter 23, somewhere in Georgia. You said, I have forgotten what you have said, but I have been upset and angry with what has been going on in the last week or two. And somebody want to you better than I, Father. I am sick of what these people are doing to us. And I'm hoping that you hurry up and put them as slaves. They should read Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6. We are the chosen ones who that kept us in the dark. They didn't tell us. At least they did allow us to read the Bible. And I didn't. I was going on with life, not reading the Bible. I didn't start reading until you told me to be just safe. And I don't want to, my voice, I don't want to cry on the phone. I don't want to cry over the phone. I want to tell the people that I am really upset and angry with what has been going on. And I know that you take your time. All the things, you are not coming back until you see the guy over in the holy place that should not be. I forget what it's called in the book of Deuteronomy right now. I can't think of it. I am sick of this. Let me not talk about that any further because my voice is changing. Let me remind you, sheep, that the day of Pentecost will be this May the 31st. So keep that in mind. And what that is, a day of celebration together in the first fruit and the smaller of the two annual harvests. So that's what the day of Pentecost is. And you can look it up elsewhere if you if you're interested, and if you're trying to do what our Father has told us. I forgot to introduce myself. This is the Feed My Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. I don't know why the preachers don't tell you all this, but you're supposed to know that. Most of them do not tell you this, and I am telling you is the Ten Commandments is found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And again, I should read to you what the book of Exodus say about the Ten Commandments. You know, our Father says that if we love him, we would keep his commandments. He told us to do that in the book of John, chapter 14, the 14, and I'm so angry I cannot say it because it could happen to me and I have not done anything. I don't think. I may have done things wrong when I was younger, but not in the last few years. I've been quiet all to myself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. I want you to see to know that Sabbath day starts right now, and it will end Saturday, the Sabbath day tomorrow, and that's on a Saturday. So it starts Friday evening, and it ends Saturday evening. I ask that you should have your 3 P's ready and handy. And someone may ask, what are the 3 P's? And I will say, they are your pen, paper, and pencil, so that you can jot down some of or any of the references that I may, or scriptures that I may say to you all. And younger folks, and some of us older folks are computer savvy. That I am not. I stick with my pen, paper, and pencil. I need to get computer savvy because that's the wave of the future. And I need to know how to do a computer as well as being literate when it comes to the computer. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. I want you sheep to know that my Father in heaven told me to feed his sheep. And I think that I tell you, as much as is in the Bible as I can. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before him. So, do you have other gods before our God? What is your God? Drugs, alcohol in your life? Other than your spouse? I don't know. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities, and the word iniquity, among other things, it means sin, visiting the sins of the Father. And we are suffering now. Our Father has not heard us yet. We have been praying, not just by myself, but many of us. Come and help us, Father. You know, once you have a child, a black woman, once you have a child, you will be worried for the rest of your days. You got to, you try to protect your children. And God is a jealous God. He is visiting the iniquities, the sins of the fathers of the children upon the third and fourth generation of them to hate me. That's what he said. And showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's what my Father wants you to do. Keep his commandments. And like I told you, in the book of John, chapter 14, and verse 15, it says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I am trying to read them to you. The third commandment is, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. So don't misuse his name. Don't be cursing his name. You know, and don't act like the ones who are over us. Constantine changed the Sabbath day to a Sunday. Well, most of you go to church still, but my Father in heaven has closed the churches down in the, here in the United States, and the devil has told this person who is the ruler over us in the United States of America to, you can reopen your churches. That's not what our Father said. He says, remember the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy works, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. And if thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore, the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. That means he made it holy. He made the seventh day holy. And you make it holy too. Why do? Because Pope Constantine changed it back in the day, worship on Sunday. And our Father has, he's coming, and he has closed it. Thank you, Father. And I want you to take those fellows out in the police department, as well as a lot of, I say all of the white folks have made up a code or something, because they're calling the police of us black people for no reason at all. They don't want us to go to the park and eat a barbecue. Father, deal with them tonight. Deal with them quickly. this is our home, then everything in this land is yours. And they act like it's theirs. They're selling it up to us. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment, thou shalt not kill. And they, our government has said that we can kill our babies. But our God said, do not kill. That's the sixth commandment. All of a sudden, I have started belching. I mean to read to you what this book says. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. Adultery means unfaithful to your spouse. Our Father, that's not in the Bible talking about man and man marrying each other or having sexual relationship. He did not say Adam and Steve. He said Adam and Eve. That's what you mean. And women are to one. He does not say woman and woman. He did not. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. What do you not understand about that? The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Why do you want to lie on your neighbor? Don't do that. The 10th commandment, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Covet means to be envious. Don't be envious of your neighbor's house. And someone is envious of me in my house, and I don't like it. I don't know why. I try to follow the commandments. My car, my 2018 that I leased, someone has scratched it up. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass. Instead of saying ass, I say donkey. Nor anything that is thy neighbor's. You're not supposed to do that. On the computer, I have written that we are in 2 Samuel, verse chapter 8, but I am a little further along in that I am in verse 20 of 2 Samuel, and I know that it's going to take me all of the 20 minutes that I have left to read this chapter. So let's start reading. If you have not heard, I read to you chapter 20, chapter 8, Samuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 8 has already been read to you. Now, and I will forewarn you that I cannot pronounce many of the words that are in the Bible. I will try to, as well as may, spell the words out. And perhaps you still would understand. Most of you are smarter than I am. Let's turn the Bibles to 2 Samuel chapter 20. And let's read. I'll start reading as much as I can. Hopefully, I will. I have less than 20 minutes now because I'm talking. I really got angry for a minute. But there's nothing I can do. Only my Father in heaven can do. That's right. You white men and Chinese men call yourself, you're acting out a false sense of authority. You have, we are, the black people were chosen to be Father's children. You told me many years that Jesus was white, and you were lying all the time. You're acting out a false sense of authority, and we are got to stop this. We got to stop it. We got to think of something. We don't want to start like a race war. That's why I am sitting back waiting on the Lord to come. He will take care of everything. Let's read chapter 20, 2 Samuel. Hopefully you have found it. And many other words in this chapter, I may not know how to pronounce the H. And I will spell the words out to you if I can. Let's start reading. And there happened to be there in Belial, that's spelled B-E-L-I-A-L, whose name was Sheba, the son of Bichri, that's spelled B-I-C-H-R-I, from Benjamite. And he blew a trumpet and said, we have no part in David, neither have we inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to his tent, O Israel. So every man of Israel went up after David and followed Sheba, the son of Bichri. But the men of Judah cleaved unto their king from Jordan even to Jerusalem. And David came to the house of Jerusalem, 10 women, his concubines, whom he had left to keep the house, put them inward and fed them, but went not in unto them. So they were shut up unto this day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Asma, that's spelled A-M, assembly, mean the men of Judah, within 3 days, be thou present here. So Asma, that's spelled A-M-A-S-A, went to assemble the men of Judah, but he tarried longer than the set time which had appointed him. See, he was late in doing what he was supposed to do. He didn't do. He was supposed to call the men together, but he tarried. Tarried means to wait longer than the set time which he had appointed. He was appointed. Chapter 6, well, verse 6. And David said to Abishai, that's spelled A-B-I-S-H-A-I, now shall Sheba, the son of Bichri, do us more harm than did Absalom. Take thou the Lord's servant and pursue after him, lest he get him these cities and escape. Excuse me, see, I have the belt. I'm still belting. And there went out after him Joab's men and the Cherethites, they spell C-H-E-R-E-T-H-I-T-S, and the Pelethites, that's spelled P-E-L-E-T-H-I-T-E-S, and all the mighty men, those, the Cherethites and Pelethites, they bodyguards, and they went out after, they went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichri, B-I-C-H-R-I. When they were at Great Stone, which is, let me start reading chapter 8 over again. I want you sheep to understand, and I want to read it right. My Father, help me to read it right, so your sheep can understand it as well as I. Verse 8, when they were at the Great Stone, which is in Gibeon, that's spelled G-I-B-E-O-N, Amasai, that's spelled A-M-A-S-I, went before them, and Garment went. He had put on was girded with him, and up on it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his loins, and the sheath thereof. Know what a sheath is? It's spelled S-H-E-A-T-H. I think it's being quiet there. So as he went forth, it fell out. Verse 9. And Joab said to Amasai, art thou in health, my brother? And Joab took Amasai by the beard with the right hand and kissed him. But Amasai took no heed that the sword was in his left, in Joab's left hand. So he smote him herewith in the right rib and shed out his bowels ground, and struck him not again, and he died. So Joab and Abishai, his brother, pursued after Sheba, the son of Bichri, B-A-I-C-H-I-I, and one of Joab's men by him and said, he that favors Joab and he that is for David, let him go after Joab. And Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the men saw that the people still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into a field and cast a cloth upon him. And when he saw that everyone had came by him, stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went after Joab to pursue after Sheba, the son of Bichri, spelled B-I-C-H-R-I. He went through all the tribes of Israel unto Abel and Beth Mecha. Let me spell that for you, see. B-E-T-H hyphen M-A-A-C-H-A-H and all the Benrites, spelled B-E-R-I-T-E-S, and they gathered together and went after him. And they came and besieged him in Abel of Beth-Machah. Let me spell that for you, see. B-E-T-H hyphen M-A-A-C-H-A-H. And they went up the banks of the city, and it stood by the trench, and the people that were with Joab battered the wall to throw it down. B-A-T-T-E-R-E-D battered the wall to throw it down. Verse 16. Then cried a wise woman out of the city, hear, hear, say, I pray you, unto Joab, come near hither, that I may speak with thee. And when he had come near unto her, the woman said, art thou Joab? And he answered, I am he. Then she said unto him, hear the words of thy handmaid. And he answered, I do hear. She spake, saying, verse 18, then she spake, saying, they were wont to speak in old time, saying, they shall surely ask counsel of Abel, that's spelled A-B-E-L, and so they ended the matter. I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful Israel, and thou seekest to destroy the city. a mother in Israel, why wilt thou swallow up the inheritance of the Lord? Oh, let me stop here. Well, let me read on. I have 3 minutes left. And Joab answered and said, Far be from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not so, but a man of Mount Emeram, Sheba, the son of Bichri by name, has lifted up his head against the king, even against King David, delivered him only. And I will depart from the city. And the woman said to Joab, behold, his head shall be thrown to thee over the wall. Then the woman went in her wisdom, and they cut off the head of Sheba, the son of Bichri, that Bichri, and cast it out to Joab. And they blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, and every man to his tent. And Joab returned to Jerusalem unto the king. Now Joab was over all the host of Israel. I am going to stop at verse 23, and that's where I will pick it up next Tuesday. And I want you sheep to read chapter 21 and 22, if you can, if you will. And you probably can, and you will. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are the lost sheep whom you have found. Thank you and rejoice with you in that you have found us, and you are going to take care of the ones who have been killing us. We appreciate you for finding us and protecting us from the evil one and his followers. Sheep, and I say that prayer in Yeshua's name. Remember, sheep, in chapter 4, James chapter 4 and 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you Tuesday of next week. Let me tell you and ask you to purchase my nephew's song. He produced this song, High and Lifted Up. You can purchase it from Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play. He is a graduate of Columbia College of Chicago. He and his friend, you can tell that they are good at the music that they play on the album. So remember what I said to you, sheep. Purchase that song for my nephew. And this is the Lionel Richie's song. My mom, who is deceased, loved this song. And now I love it too. I loved it always.
Father, help your children.
Help us, Lord.
And don't let them
don't
fall.
Don't let them feel so sad and upset again.
By the side
by this white God
of the road.
white people call it folks. People can't eat barbecue.
To love one another.
Or bird watching.
That heaven might find.
Or sit in the
home. Oh, baby.
Ice cream.
In their heart. Down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, cause he is love, and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and his word will be our salvation.
And I was shot.
Lift up our heart to be thankful. The Jesus is love. He won't let you down.
Jesus love you all. Remember, he loves you more than I. Tuesday at 10:11 o'clock. Hopefully, I will see you then. Goodbye.